We're doing our class in Jewish history, and we were focusing on the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. So, our king, our final king of Judea, is Yechoniah's uncle, whose name is Mattaniah, and it's recorded in Melachim, in the Book of Kings, that Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, changed his name from Mattaniah to Tzidkiyahu. He changed his name, Tzidkiyahu, the righteousness of Hashem. So, Nebuchadnezzar had dealt with a rebellion by the Jewish people, by the kingdom of Judea. And when he came and quashed the rebellion and exiled the king Yechoniah, so then the Medrash says he felt bad for the Jews. So he asked them, do you have any other descendants of Yoshiyahu? I understand that his grandson Yechoniah was not faithful to me. Are there any other descendants of the king Yoshiyahu? I'll give you a new king. And Mattaniah, Yechoniah's uncle, was there, Yoshiyahu's son. And Nebuchadnezzar asked him, what's your name? So Mattaniah thought to himself, let me switch my name to Tzidkiyahu, and then I'll merit to have Tzadikim. And he didn't know that Tzidkiyahu would actually be a foretelling prophecy of how Hashem would be Tzedek, would bring about righteousness, exacting justice on the Jewish people. And so Tzidkiyahu changes his own name, according to the Medrash. In the verse, it says, the king of Babylon appointed Mattaniah as king, and he changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. So we would read the verses saying, the king changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. And that's what the Talmud says. But this Medrash is saying that it's going on Tzidkiyahu himself, that he changed his own name. When he asked him his name, he decided, better I give him a different name, Tzidkiyahu. And then Nebuchadnezzar said, take a vow that you will not lead a new rebellion against me. And he says, I swear by my own life. So he says, no, I don't want to vow by your life. I want to vow by the Torah that was given at Sinai. They brought a Sefer Torah, and he put it on Tzidkiyahu's lap. And he said, put your hand on that and promise me you won't rebel. Nebuchadnezzar didn't make it back to Babylon before Tzidkiyahu reneged on his word and led a new rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar. This is the lead up to the destruction of the first temple. So how did he rebel? So Rabbi Elazar taught, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, be very careful when you learn the commandments of taking vows, because the high court was executed over this parsha, over the laws of vows. When Yechoniah was exiled, so then you had the Edomite king, the Moabite king, the Ammonite king, the king of Tzor, and the king of Tzidon, and they were all under the auspices of Tzidkiyahu. Nebuchadnezzar trusted him. And Nebuchadnezzar trusted Tzidkiyahu so much that Tzidkiyahu had open access to visit Nebuchadnezzar. Tzidkiyahu could enter without an invitation. He could enter uninvited to Nebuchadnezzar's throne. One day, he walks in as Nebuchadnezzar is pulling apart a live rabbit and eating it.
He was embarrassed.
And Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed. He said, promise me that you won't tell anyone what you just saw. And Tzidkiyahu said, okay. And then he took him into the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, put your hand on the altar, the inner altar, and promise me that you won't tell my secret. So Tzidkiyahu promised. Tzidkiyahu was there, and these five kings he was responsible for were standing there and talking about Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, Nebuchadnezzar shouldn't be king. You should be the king. You're a descendant of David. You should really be the king here. So they were trying to get Tzidkiyahu to stumble in the way he spoke. They were trying, they were egging him on, and they were trying to find a way that they could catch him with something he says, and then they could go to Nebuchadnezzar and say, you see the Jew you appointed in charge of us? That Jewish king is not faithful to you. So they began talking nicely. They said, you know, really, you should be king and not Nebuchadnezzar. You're a descendant of David. And Tzidkiyahu bought into it. And Tzidkiyahu hears how they're telling him that really Nebuchadnezzar shouldn't be the king and he should be the king. And this is where we'll pick up Mezrat Hashem next class.